beautiful spring, this Arizona spring this year. We'll be getting in the garden with Mr. John J. Harper in the 8 o'clock hour, outdoor living hour of Rosie on the House. So if you've got a project you want to try and tackle in, about, and around the yard, the garden, the shrubs, the trees, then that 8 o'clock hour is for you. John will be in here answering any question you might have about any of those particular topics, because they won't let me answer your questions about landscaping. Landscaping answers fall under two categories: burn it or mow it.
That's in your world.
In my world, yes.
Chop it down,
burn it, or mow it.
I like kind of the little more free look, but you're not into that, so we have to work those things out.
Well, we've got a new month here. First broadcast of the month. That means we have taken all the entries in the Rosie on the House Staycation, and we've emptied that bucket. We just had a recent winner send us a very nice little letter.
Yeah, Charles and his honey went out to the London Bridge Resort at Lake Havasut and had a great time. He said it was the nicest place they ever stayed. And they drove the Ford Explorer.
From Sanderson Ford.
Got to pick it off the demo lot. And they said it was very comfortable, ran great, and got great gas mileage. So just went out there, went to the casino, had nice dinners, rode the boat. They just had a blast. Like, it is a really nice place, Lake Havasu. And actually, it won, London Bridge won first place in the USA Today Reader's Choice contest for places to see in Arizona. Can you believe that?
No.
No?
It's so unique and different. You don't drive all the way out to Havasu and expect to see, you know, actual stones left over from the London Bridge. It's just such a middle of nowhere. What's the closest thing to Lake Havasu? I mean, Laughlin?
Bouse?
It's definitely a destination kind of.
I mean, like, big city wise.
Yeah.
Quartzsite.
You're 3 hours to Phoenix. You're 4 or 5 hours to L.A. You know, Vegas is probably 2.5-3 hours north. I mean, you have to really want to get there. It's just out in the middle of nowhere.
It's really cool. Yeah. So anyway, Charles and his honey, they had this. They drove the Explorer from Sanderson, loved it. They had a basket from Sibley's West. They're located in Chandler, but you can find them on the website. They have 4,000 unique Arizona gifts. So if you love Arizona and you want to share a little bit of that with somebody you love, or somebody maybe across state or across the country, or just whatever. It's just birthday gift, anything, everything from Arizona, Sibley's West.
Well, we've had a great family vacation at London Bridge Resort. We took the boat out there, and you can get a little wet slip dock right there outside the resort. And
I remember the water was great for skiing.
Oh, gosh. We had a great water ski week that week. I'm ready for another boat, I'll tell you that for sure. And
Didn't we almost sink the boat that trip?
Well,
someone might have forgot to put the plug in.
No, it wasn't that. It was actually the power trim tabs screw came loose, and the bilge filled up.
And William and his buddy went down the middle of the night to sit in the boat and came back and said, "Dad, there's no boat."
The boat is sunk.
One of our many boat adventures. Now, why do you want a boat again?
Okay, we just need a boat again. And it's boating season. And folks, I'd like to just give a tip of the hat to Arizona Game and Fish, because growing up in Arizona, around water and around water skiing, it wasn't until about the 80s that they started enforcing operating a boat under the influence of alcohol. And I just would like to thank Fish and Game for doing it, because through the 60s and the 70s, it went hand in hand. You had your liquor, you were on the boat, and that's just the way the two existed together.
And it was, I think it was done in a lot different way. I mean,
you went out to tie one on?
Right. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it was a place to escape.
Tip of the hat to Arizona Game and Fish for not turning a blind eye to it, increasing their enforcement of it, and keeping boat operators sober on the lake.
I got to where I didn't want to get the kids skiing because it was so scary out there. We always have Mondays off, so that's one really great perk, is the lake on Monday.
Yeah,
didn't have to worry about a kid in the water.
And Game and Fish is offering free boat safety classes right now. As a matter of fact, today's free fishing day. You can go fish in any lake in Arizona, and they actually have fishing demonstrations at many of the lakes. So You're looking for something to do with the kids? Go to AZGFD, Game Fish Department, azgfd.gov, and take a look at one of the 8 or 9 different lakes across the state that they're giving free fishing demonstrations. And get out there and enjoy Arizona. That's what it's all about. So this back to the staycation. You only can register to win it in one place, and that's at rosieonthehouse.com. It's sponsored by Sanderson Ford. Every month we pick a winner, and that winner gets to go to Sanderson Ford, pick out any car that they have on their demo lot, then pick a travel date that fits your calendar. Tell us where you want to go. We arrange the lodging for you. Jennifer gives you a $250 gift card on the seat of the car, and we get a gift basket from Sibley's or...
We have several really cool Arizona-based companies. Sibley'sWest.com. Sphinx Date Ranch also carries lots of good grocery-type snacky things, all from all over Arizona, wine even, pastas.
Arizona
Dates.
Highway gift books. Mm-hmm. So we load the car up with trinkets and gadgets.
I should have brought it up. I have the basket for the winner in my truck because I'm dropping it off at Sanderson on the way home because they leave Tuesday. I mean, it's not like you have to go on a weekend. And
I tell you what,
during the week, in my opinion, is the time to go do something. You've got everything to yourself, and you're not fighting crowds, you're not fighting lines, you're not fighting traffic.
So it's a better value.
Whoever our winner this week is smart because they're going, it is a better value going midweek. So
into this,
but
month.
It's heavy. I don't know what's in there.
I hope it's not chocolate.
Jen's got, whatever Jen put in there is a lot because I picked up, I thought, holy cow,
that one's from
lead weight in here.
Mm-hmm, that one's from Sphinx Date Ranch, all kinds of goodies in there.
So, and we've even had people win the staycations that were new to Arizona, and they would call the office and say, Rosie, I'm new to Arizona. What should I go see? We've put the whole trip together for them. So if there's a corner of Arizona you're not familiar with or you haven't seen or explored, have you been up to Canyon de Chelly? Have you explored Yuma or La Paz County? Get in there and check it out.
And this would be a great time of the year to go run up and do one of the river trips.
Oh yeah,
on the Salt out of Globe. That what's that canyon that you come down and you come
Salt,
back?
Salt River.
Well, there's a name for that canyon where
Salt River Canyon,
where you put it in Salt River Canyon.
Salt River Canyon.
Because I'm pretty sure the Grand Canyon, they seem to be booked up months and ahead of time. But that Salt River rafter for
is
me is a perfect one-day trip.
It's a great trip. Arizona Staycation, only at rosieonthehouse.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.